You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Interesting little survey that came out. We saw this, it was probably sometime last week, and we've just kind of sat on it until today. But it was a story about the percentage of parents who can admit that they regret what they named their child, or at least one of their children.
Yeah, you're looking at them every day and you're like, ugh, you have the wrong name.
I'm going to tell you something. It was a significant number of adults. It wasn't just like, you know, one in 100. It was a significant number. And a lot of parents sheepishly don't want to admit it, but they might feel that way, while others have no hesitation of raising their hand and say, yep, I screwed up. That's a terrible name.
There's a little survey. I did a quick Google search about this a little bit ago, and then Baby Center, which is a big baby website and stuff, they did a survey actually on this, and they came up with 11% of parents. I mean, which is actually a fairly large number. 11% of parents say they experience baby name remorse, and more than a third of those doubting parents admit that if they could have a do-over, they would pick a different name, a little baby do-over. And we were talking about this.
And throw this into your equation. That's the percentage that admit it.
Correct. Yeah. So it could be up, you know, 20%.
I think it's probably more like 20% at least.
I've got two kiddos. I don't regret what we named them at all. I think the names fit them. We had a little bit of fun naming them because both kids are essentially named after, we can say, characters on TV shows that we really liked, and they kind of have a fun little backstory to them, and their names fit their personality and who they are. I know you tend to have a little bit of regret, right, with your son?
A little bit. I have a ton of regret of what I named my son. I'm definitely in the 11%. I should never have named him Dominic. That was a mistake.
What would you have named him, like Brad? Brad Testa.
Brad. I don't know. Testa's a difficult name because a lot of things don't flow with it.
Timothy would have been good.
Timothy Testa?
Mm-hmm.
Timmy Testa.
Little Timmy Testa.
I don't know. I've thought about that a lot. I don't know what I would have named him, but I wish I had not. And
does he like his name?
He loves his name.
Okay, then.
But he shares with me the frustration that we have because he's the third.
Yeah.
And so and anyone who's listening who has a junior or a third or a fourth in their family and knows what I'm talking about, the confusion when it's just, you know, doctor's appointments, when it's confusion when people call the house, it's confusion with anything that you sign up for. Mm-hmm. It's till this day, it's confusion over who their people are talking about. What are you talking about, me or are you talking about my son? And he'll say, are you talking about me? Are you talking about my dad?
Yeah.
And, you know, on top of that, he has become quite a terrific writer, and he can't use his real name because there'd be confusion among two authors with the same name. So he has to use a pen name for everything.
Yeah.
So I have regret, but I think some other people end up with regrets because they realize at the time it seemed like a cutesy fun thing to do.
I'm glad you brought up the word cutesy because we were teasing this and talking about it just a little bit ago, and somebody already wrote in on our Facebook messages. Gail wrote in. She says, unfortunately, I went the cutesy route with naming my kids, and now I regret it. I have three boys, Jack, Jed, and Jacob.
Okay.
Jack, Jed, and Jacob. One, the names really don't fit their personality, and two, now I just feel silly signing cards with all their names. I didn't take the time to find names with meaning. I just went with J names, trying to be the cute Facebook mom. And that's from Gail and her three boys, Jack, Jed, and Jacob. So she went the cutesy route, you know, oh, they'll all have the same letter. And da, da, da. But yeah, I could see like signing every holiday card, Jack, Jed, and Jacob. Okay. All right. And everybody's probably looking at that going, oh, my God.
I think it's funny because you mentioned it. And who was that just wrote in?
Gail.
Both of you mentioned that their names don't fit their personalities, which makes me scratch my head because it's like, what does that even mean? Does a Sarah have a certain personality? Does a Does a Brad, like you mentioned, have a certain personality?
Like a Jed? A Jed needs a certain personality. There's something the Jed name that's kind of...
What's a Jed personality?
I don't want to say in case we have some Jeds listening.
I have a dear friend of mine who named her son Jed.
What's Jed's personality like?
Is it like... Well, I don't know the kid well enough, but I will tell you this. I mean, I know what you're trying to say, that Jed is like some sort of backwoods West Virginia name, right?
Slightly hillbilly.
Like he should have a jug with three X's on it,
right? A ratty old hat and, you know, the testicles hanging from the back of his truck. You know, that's a Jed.
Is it come and listen to a story about a man named Jed?
It's a little twang to it. I mean... I don't know about Jacobs and Jacks. Jacks tend to be little jerks, right?
I wonder. I don't know.
I always feel like if we're at a birthday party and there's a kid screwing around and a mom yelling at him, it's always a Jack.
Listen, I don't mind telling you at the risk of you hating her from now on, but Gretchen is insistent that men with J names are usually kind of sketchy dudes.
I could see that, yeah.
She goes, if it's a J sketch. Name, if it's a Jeremy, a Justin, a Joshua, or whatever, she goes, they usually end up being questionable.
Kind of weird, kind of different. She's never told me that when I'm texting her, though.
When you were making out with her?
Yeah, she never said anything.
You know, and one other thing before we go to break, we're opening up the phones on this for those of you who are brave enough to call and admit, yeah, I regret what I named my kid. Do you have the guts to say it? Or do you just quietly think it? Right now we're talking about parents who regret what they name their children. And what's so funny is to show you how people feel like their kids are the center of the universe, everything like that. We're being flooded with text messages from people telling us how proud they are of the names they came up for their children. I mean, it's like every other text is, my kid's name is great. You know, I've got the greatest names. I'm like... Okay. Surprise, surprise.
Except that one that wrote in that had the last name Barry and they named him Blue or something like that. Did you see that one in there?
I did not see that.
So the kid's name is Blueberry.
I went to high school with kids whose last name was Christmas. And yes.
Mary's.
There was a Mary.
Yeah.
Spelled traditionally M-A-R-Y, but they named their daughter.
Kind of have to.
Merry Christmas.
Okay. All right. That's a bummer for her.
We'll take a quick phone call here. We'll see what Dagmar has to say. Dagmar's an interesting name. What is the origin of that, by the way?
Hi there. Good morning. So it's German.
Yeah, it's okay. It sounded Teutonic to me. So what's your story? Do you regret any of your kids' names?
I do, especially, actually, the middle one. I really screwed up on his name. So his name is just a typical Hispanic name. It's Carlos. And my husband, we're separated at the moment, but he wanted to be a junior, third. So when I met my husband, I met him by Carlos. And I found out that his real name was Esteban when I was 5 months pregnant from my first child. So when I delivered my second son, he wanted to be a third. So on the birth certificate, when the lady went in, I screwed him over by naming him Carlos instead of a junior.
Oh, my goodness.
That's quite a story,
that
Dagmar.
Is quite a story.
I'm trying to keep up with all the different moving parts of that story.
I completely lost
track. But listen. The point is, you've got beautiful children. Am I right or am I right?
No, you're totally right.
There you go. That's the important part.
Thank you.
Thank you
so
much
for calling and hanging out with your boys in the morning.
Jill wrote in and said, I named my twin boys Buzz and Woody. Totally regret it. Shut up, Jill. No, you didn't.
Shut up,
Jill. Ron wrote in, this might be a bigger topic. I think this actually sounds like we've done a topic like this. Ron says, I actually named my daughter Hannah. But I did it because it was an ex-girlfriend who I thought was the one. We broke up many years prior. Never told my wife about Hannah. Now I feel super guilty about my daughter's name. And that's Ron and his daughter Hannah. That's twisted and weird from all sorts of different angles, isn't it?
Alex says the doctor chose my name. It was between Michael and Alex. My parents couldn't decide, so the doctor winged it.
What?
So if you can't decide, well, like you and Nicole were going back and forth on.
I did. We had like three names on a little whiteboard in the hospital room. And all the nurses were like, no, we've had, you know, five of those names come through this week. We had 10 of this name. But Reed, we haven't had Reed in months. So we're like, Dunzo, that's the one.
Denise says, my husband's name is Airfornia. And when I got pregnant, I asked him if he wanted his son named the same. He said, dear God, no.
Dear God, no.
Okay. And here's another thought, too. How many people will admit that they wish they hadn't given their kid the cutesy spelling of their name?
Oh, yeah.
Because,
yeah.
You know, it makes you feel all cutesy at the time. Hey, I gave him a different spelling, right?
We just threw some extra letters in for fun.
Right. But then the kid had, you know, then you can wipe your hands and walk away and live a normal life while your kid is now, you know, condemned to 70 years of having to expel their name over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, Sarah with H's at the end.
A book signing I did one time, somebody came out and said, this is for my daughter. Will you make it out to Jennifer? I was like, you bet. But I learned my lesson a long time ago, Jer.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I always say, traditional spelling or different? She goes, no. She has this big smile on her face, like she's so proud. She goes, her name is Jennifer, but it's J-Y-N-I-F-U-R.
And you're like, you got the F-U part.
J-Y-N-I-F-U-R. N-I-F-U-R. Yeah, that kid's going to have a brilliant life.
That's different. God. So stupid.
Somebody else wrote in. They said, we should make this like a Big Brains in the Back Seat. And we should allow kids to call in and raise their hand and say, I hate my name.
Yeah, that would be good. That'd be kind of fun. Why do you hate your name?
The only problem is that a lot of times people hate their names when they're young, and then they grow into it, and they decide that they like it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I know what
you
mean.
Like, they didn't like it at first, but now that they're an adult, so you can't trust a 9-year-old on their name, I don't think.
You got to give them a few more years. Yeah. Jordan wrote in, said, Fletcher and Felix. We mix them up all the time, and the worst part is their initials are both FJF. Robin said, when I was in high school, there were twins, and their names were Princess Diamond and Prince Sapphire. Which reminds me, this all kind of all got started because of a phone call that we had for Rattle Off. What was that, last week when the guy called in and his two daughters were named Diamond and what was the other one?
I can't remember.
And
the other
we
one.
Were awkwardly quiet when he gave the names because everyone was thinking the same thing.
Yep.
They were stripper names. And then he acknowledged it. He's like, oh, yeah.
He said he had the line of the month because we didn't say anything, and he paused, and he goes, yeah, I know what you're thinking. Uh-huh. He goes, but they'll always be able to make a living.
Yeah, they'll never be broke or something like that.
Yeah, right.
Diamond.